It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review I Am Frank Gelda, Mexico's first stop-motion animated feature, which itself is a prequel to a series produced for Cartoon Network Latin America. It's a shame that it's not getting the kind of love it deserves on Netflix, because I think it's an amazing film that uses echoes from Beauty and the Beast, The Nightmare Before Christmas, and Corpse Bride. The main heroine of the film is Francisca Imelda, who is an inspiring writer trying to bring her mother's nightmarish stories to life, but with no support. Just as she gives herself the pseudonym Frank Gelda, she finds out the fantasy world is real, and the owl humanoid prince takes her spirit there. He needs her help in saving his kingdom, which is in desperate need of new nightmares. There's also a villain in the film, a giant hairy spider who serves as a nightmare maker and is worried about being fired for his cliched tales. And it also becomes challenging when he manipulates Frank Gelda into thinking her writing is mediocre and that the prince is just using her. At times, it's a little hard to see some of the characters because they do blend with the dark backgrounds, but mostly we can see them and they're remarkably designed with a certain Tim Burton appeal, and they sing like they're in a musical produced by him. I'm told Guillermo del Toro was a mentor figure on this project, and that makes sense considering that he brought Pinocchio to new heights a few years ago. I Am Frank Gelda is a visual delight with memorable characters and inventive worlds, and I like how, in her blue spirit form, Frank Gelda makes ghoulish faces when she's angry. This is a must-see for stop-motion fans. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies!